wenn man spirituell wächst, passiert es immer wieder, dass versucht wird, dass man eben wieder runtergezogen wird. Und es ist nicht nur die Kabale, sondern es ist viel größer als das. Und es geht darum, auszubrechen. Und wenn man ein gewisses Energienerv erreicht hat, dann ist man ein souveränes Wesen und dann können sie einen auch nicht mehr so leicht etwas anhaben. Dann.
Thank you, Nicole. You're great.
Pleasure.
So anyway, you had some difficult times and you slowly grew out of it. And what kind of things did you learn after that period, Christopher? How did that change you?
Well, it changed you completely. It taught me to really focus on your divine gift. You know, everyone's got a divine gift. You know, art isn't mine. You know, I'm not a chef. I love cooking, but I'm not a chef. You know, divine gifts just happen and they download. And I spent years in meditation after 2007. Mm-hmm. Although I was doing a lot of spiritual work before that, you know, after 2007, of course, I was completely bankrupt, no money whatsoever. And so, okay, well, let's meditate. And, you know, and the McKeel's deck being showed up and did downloads, extraordinary things happened. I tried some extraordinary things. I went to Chatantovich in Belize, which is a Mayan temple. And people say, well, Mayans are hijacked. Well, yeah, but the temple was built on a ley line. It's very, very powerful. And it helped to raise my vibration. I had some incredible awakenings there, you know, to the point where I learned about how the cause and effect of healing was, because I realized they showed me in past lives. I realized I was supposed to be doing healing in this lifetime again, full time. And I did. It just took a while to understand the gift. You know, although you know the gift, you can do it, you can't apply it, because, you know, the whole point about starseeds, and I've got to tell you and I want to thank all the starseeds all around the planet. Because you know what? Without them, this world will be completely skewed. And there's lots of people doing lots of amazing work to help, you know, get people on the right path. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to translate that.
Yes. Also 2007 hatte er kein Geld mehr und fing an, sich nur noch auf seine göttlichen Gaben, Talente zu konzentrieren und meditierte sehr, sehr viel jahrelang. Und Melchizedek tauchte auf unter anderem und er bekam Downloads. Ich weiß gar nicht, ob es eine Übersetzung dafür gibt. Also er konnte Informationen herunterladen oder bekam sie gegeben und war dann, understand the name of the temple, Belize.
It's called Chatantovich, Chatantovich. I don't know how you translate that. It's in Belize.
Genau, also er war dann unter anderem an diesem Tempel in Belize und hat dann dort wirklich wie so eine hohe, also dieser Tempel hat sehr hohe Energien und er hat dort wie eine Art Erwachen erlebt, bekam viele Informationen, auch wenn man seine Zugang zu seinen göttlichen Talenten hat, wie kann man die eigentlich anwenden? Und auch wenn viele sagen, auch die Mayas sind korrumpiert, ist das eben ein Ort mit einer so hohen Energie, dass das funktioniert. Und dann bedankt sich Christopher herzlich bei allen Starseeds, weil wenn nicht so viele hier auf der Erde so viel leisten würden, so viel beisteuern würden, so viel arbeiten würden, dann würde es noch ganz anders aussehen.
Entschuldigen Sie bitte, excuse me, please. I'd like to, if I don't mind, mention this for Gerhard's benefit. I won't go into details. You may follow this up later, Gerhard, with Christopher. But if a person, if you're if you know someone you care about in a relationship and you think they may have negative entities in them, how do you get rid of them? Do you have to have their permission? Do you ask for Supreme Being or God for help? Are there ways to do it, I guess?
Yeah, you can work on people. The thing is, you could always ask the higher self, you know, like somebody's higher self, do I get permission to work on you down here? And the answer is always please, you know, because they're looking down. I'm manipulated down there. And so absolutely. And, you know, I would say we work on thousands and thousands of people a week. And I would say 99% of people have an entity attachment. They can be Anunnaki, Draconian. They can be Luciferian. They can be Archons, which have no body. They float through the second, third, and fourth dimension. They're part of the plan down here, which is called the Archon Covenant. So yeah, absolutely. Then you can remove them. We remove them every day, and we get the Melchizedek beings to escort them out of the body. So maybe we need to translate that.
Hope you don't mind. I wanted to mention that, Gerhard, in case you find it useful.
Genau, also er hat die Frage für dich gestellt, Gerhard. Okay. Was tun, wenn du Freunde hast, die von negativen Wesenheiten besetzt sind? Und also eigentlich ist die Frage, die dann auch alle angeht, darf man die entfernen ohne die Erlaubnis von der Person? Also die direkte Erlaubnis. Und Christopher sagt, man kann das höhere Selbst um Erlaubnis bitten. Und wenn das Ja sagt, dann auf jeden Fall. Die meisten lächzen danach. Und 99% der Menschen haben irgendwelche Besetzungen oder Anhaftungen von Wesenheiten. Das können sein Anunnaki oder Draconians, Draconia. Luziferische Wesen, Archons, die hier zu dem Plan auch gehören und in der zweiten, dritten, vierten Dimension sich bewegen und ohne Körper sind. Genau, und Christopher und sein Projekt arbeiten an Tausenden von Menschen, helfen täglich, diese Besetzung zu entfernen. Okay.
Ist diese Entfernung der Besetzungen auch dann nachhaltig? Bleibt das dann so?
Once you remove entities, will this being you worked on will stay free of new attachments?
I was just going to elaborate on it. The answer is that this is a very important point. So I'll go slow with this, Nicole, because what happens is that if you remove the entity, yeah, you're entity free. How long for? Mm-hmm. And the answer is maybe 2 hours, maybe an hour. So what does that mean? Well, it means that they can reattach to you because your vibration is precarious. So what's important to me is whilst you're doing healing, you have to put a protection around you. And we have a prayers or maps of intent, as I call them, prefer to call them, where they create 27 esoteric Merkaba fields around you. If you do that map of intent or prayer 3 times a day, they stay out. But the whole point about it is to work on yourself or, you know, get work with us to raise your vibration, release emotion, get the vibration higher to that, in quotes, God space where, you know, you're leaping out of bed in the morning going, oh my God, I feel incredible. You feel like a warrior. All the depression's gone. Everything's disappeared. And because your vibration's here and the lower vibrational entities here, they can't even get in your energy field. So that's a really, really great point.
Great explanation. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Also, erst einmal erzählt er, normalerweise, wenn ich jetzt diese Besetzung entferne, wie lange hält das an? Mit etwas Glück 1 bis 2 Stunden, ehe diese Wesenheit sich wieder versucht oder eine andere sich wieder anzuhaften. Das heißt, erstmal ist es ganz wichtig, einen Schutz aufzubauen. Dafür bietet Christopher und sein Team Gebete beziehungsweise Intentionen an, die ein Merkaba-Feld, also die 27 Merkaba-Felder um einen herum aufbauen, die man dreimal am Tag aufsagen kann. Und wie vorhin schon erwähnt, ganz wichtig ist, die Schwingung zu erhöhen, dass man immer mehr in Gottes Feld kommt, in Gottes Energie, dass Depressionen abfallen, negative Energien abfallen und dass man sich glücklich fühlt, kraftvoll als sozusagen Kriegerin, Krieger. Last half sentence. Dann können diese Wesenheiten sich nicht mehr anhaften, weil man eben energetisch in einer anderen Schwingung ist.
Good job. Thank you, Nicole. I've seen Christopher Nicole and Gerhard where negative entities have been removed from people, but they jump back in. Maybe they're gone for even 5 minutes, 10 minutes or an hour or two, and then they go back in. And I've always wondered how to keep them out. So anyway, but you have to
when you remove them, you've got to remove them safely. You know, if you look at, and again, I'm not a Christian. I love Jesus' teachings, by the way. I'm Buddhist and everything else, but I'm not a Christian or Buddhist or anything else. But I love the teachings, but one thing they do in church is they command it, I command you leave. So that entity's got all upset, you know. It starts to, you know, it leaves. It wanders around the church, just straight away attaches to somebody else. You've got to remove them safely. And that's when I do healings, we put portals around people. We bond it into 27 esoteric Merkabah fields. That means they're in a sacred space. They can't get back in. And then we get them accused of beings to escort them out of the body, take them up the portal and deliver them to the God beings who decide what to do with them. And so we said, you know, send them back to God with unconditional love and forgiveness because it's not for us to judge them. And that way they're actually dispensed safely and it's up to the God realm what they want to do with them. That's a really important point.
Good point.
Also Ted bestätigt erst nochmal, dass er das auch mehrfach schon mitbekommen hat, dass nach der Entfernung einer Entität diese sofort wieder reinspringt in das Energiefeld. Und Christopher betont, wie wichtig es ist, wirklich umsichtig und sicher diese Wesenheiten zu entfernen, weil die sich also entweder an der gleichen Person oder an anderen sonst sofort wieder anhaften. Und dass sie im Grunde Portale um den Menschen, mit denen sie arbeiten, herum kreieren, sodass ein sicher, heiliger Platz entsteht und diese Entität nicht sofort sich wieder anhaften kann. Und Melchizedek hilft dann, die Anhaftung quasi aus dem Energiefeld raus zu begleiten. Und diese wird dann Gott, der göttlichen Energie, übergeben. Und diese können dann entscheiden, was mit diesen Wesenheiten passiert.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Christopher. Please continue. There's a lot of ways we could go. I know you were going to talk about healing today as well as 5G and what's happened to people from the SHOT program. I remember and how 5G interacts with the SHOT program in ways people I don't think really recognize. So anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, 5G, oh dear. 5G is gigahertz frequencies. And what happens is that if you just look at 5G without the shot or anything else, if you apply 5G to somebody's body, it detoxes the cells very quickly. And so you can get an overload of toxins. You get altitude sickness where, you know, it's difficult to breathe. Your heart rate goes up because the blood's obviously pumping it around, trying to move the toxins very quickly. So is it good for your body? No. The shots have Morgellons particles. I've got a book about Morgellons, The History, Truth, and Healing of Manufactured Diseases. What are Morgellons particles? Well, there's a couple of types of things. One is, and we're all talking about graphene oxide, graphene hydroxide. These particles are developed with carbon 60 in mind as growth. So graphene oxide, not unlike carbon 60. So they use these graphenes, they bind it with nylon 3633, they bind it with silicates, and they bind it with plant material, and inside it is CMOS chips, 0.1 of a nanometer small, complementary oxide chips. So these things are so small, 10 to the minus 9 small. So maybe Nicole wants to maybe translate that before we go further.
Yes, I might need some of your help with all the chemical. Okay, also erst einmal geht es um 5G. Eine Gigahertz-Frequenz. Und wenn man den menschlichen Körper dieser Frequenz aussetzt, führt es zu einer sehr schnellen Entgiftung der Zellen, sodass diese Person Atemnot entwickelt, die Herzfrequenz hochgeht, einfach weil diese ganzen Giftstoffe freigesetzt werden im Körper. Und das ist erstmal nicht gesund. Wenn dann noch diese momentanen Impfstoffe hinzukommen, da sind Morgellons drin, die unter anderem aus Graphenhydroxid bestehen. So what was the combination with carbon 60? Sorry, I didn't. I know about the graphene.
Yeah, yes. Graphene is based on carbon 60, which is the instrument for growth.
Genau, also Graphen bzw. Graphenoxid basiert auf Carbon 60, damit es wachsen kann und wird gebunden durch Nylon 3633, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was the other one?
Silicates.
Und Silikate, genau, und Silikate. Und dann sind da drin Chips in einer Größe von 10 hoch minus 9, also mikroklein. Okay, got it.
So what happens is they've just developed something with that can grow. So you think, well, you know, nylon, like this shirt, you know, if it was nylon, it would be nylon 9. Nylon 33 is very different. It's got more, it's got more water absorbent features about it and everything else. But how do you make your shirt grow? And the answer is, so what they do is they bind these materials together. What do you need for growth? You need water, you need oxygen, you need warmth, and you need carbon, and you've got all that. So the way they've bound the molecular structure together, they start growing in the body. These things replicate in the body. Very interesting. Scary, but interesting. And so what happens is they replicate, and of course that's why people with Morgellons get kind of plastic coming out the skin, because the nylons come out the skin. They get silicates, like hexagon-type blinking things coming out of the skin. So that's the carbon tubes. There's another one, carbon spheres. These are very different. Why do they put carbon spheres? And these are in these, you know, needle, you know, vaccine things. What they do is a carbon sphere, 10 to the minus 9 small, they load it with 96 viruses. You know, I've been working with these things for 14 years with a world-leading toxicologist, industrial toxicologist, and what they do is each virus can be released by a separate frequency, and there's a gold antenna in the center, and when you get that frequency, it releases a virus. So it's almost like a loaded switch, you know, which is available in the body should they want to activate it. And this is pretty serious, you know, people have no idea about it. So I'll let Nicole maybe translate that.
Wow.
Also er bringt erstmal das Beispiel, dass zum Beispiel ein Nylon-Hemd Nylon 9 verwendet. Und der Unterschied ist, Nylon 33 kann Wasser absorbieren. Und was braucht man, um diese Substanzen wachsen zu lassen? Man braucht das Wasser, man braucht Sauerstoff, Wärme und Carbon. Und das wird eben in den Körper eingeführt. Und deswegen haben die Leute dann zum Teil Plastik aus der Haut austreten oder auch Silikone. Und das hier sind die Carbon-Cubes. Und es gibt aber auch die Sphären aus Carbon, die in diesen Nadeln sind. Und in diesen 10 hoch minus 9 kleinen Chips sind 96 verschiedene Virusarten integriert. Christopher erwähnt dabei noch, dass er seit 14 Jahren mit Toxikologen an diesem Thema arbeitet. Und jeder dieser Viren wird durch eine unterschiedliche Frequenz aktiviert, sodass man dann im Körper sowas wie einen Schalter hat, sodass jederzeit einer oder mehrere dieser Viren aktiviert werden können. I hope I got it.
Bless your heart. So these things are loaded. And so, you know, and there's a case where some nuns left the Vatican and the Vatican attacked them with a drone. And they got dusted with the spheres, the nanospheres, smart dust. And every single one got into trouble with a different virus. And they were weaponized, of course, weaponized viruses. And so they all got sick from a different thing. And Dr. Hilde, you know, she's been a world leading toxicologist and also she goes to court, you know, as an expert witness, and she's won every case. And what she did is she measured the frequencies fired at these nuns and could link it to the nanospheres, and they won, you know. So it's very interesting that these things kind of do exist, you know, not to scare people, but you've got to be aware, you know, if you've taken the vaccine, what's actually in your body, and it's not good. And what they do to deliver them, of course, if you put a, you know, a graphene thing in your arm, your immune's going to attack it. So how do they deliver them? They put them in hydrogel, which is antimicrobial. So when they deliver it first, it gets in the body without an immune response. So, and there's also, of course, spike proteins, HIV microinserts, there's a whole list of stuff in it. So, you know, to me, it's important to recognize it and think, okay, what do we do about it? Do we have a solution? And, well, we do, you know, and maybe I'll explain how that works, you know, so.
zur Aktivierung der Viren bringt Christopher ein Beispiel. Nonnen, die den Vatikan verließen, und sie wurden quasi mit einer Drohne angegriffen, in dem Smart Dust, also kluger Staub, ich denke, da brauchst keine Übersetzung, Smart Dust, über sie abgeworfen wurde. Und ja, da eben diese Technologien drin waren. Und jede dieser Nonnen wurde mit einer anderen Viruserkrankung behaftet. Und Dr. Hilde, die da schon sehr lange dran arbeitet, hat die Frequenzen gemessen und konnte also jede einzelne dieser Virussphären mit einer Frequenz verbinden. Und wie kann man das in den Körper einführen, ohne sofort ohne dass das Immunsystem sofort reagiert, indem man das Graphen in ein Hydrogel einbettet? Dann kann man das einbringen und es findet nicht sofort eine körperliche Reaktion statt. Und es soll eben dann auch um Lösungen gehen. Was können wir tun?
Just a quick question. Gerhard, do you have any questions for our guest or Nicole, yourself?
No, not so far.
Okay.
Ist es halbwegs klar?
Ja, schon. It's clear. yeah, you're doing a great job. Thank you, guys. Anyway, please continue, Christopher.
So where does the 5G sit in? Well, the 5G towers and the 5G network actually triggers these things. Mm-hmm. And for the graphene nanotubes, they transmit and receive frequencies. Now, because the CMOS chip's in it, you're basically becoming a low-grade 5G tower because you're transmitting frequencies. And that's why they have to have them close, because they're picking up the frequencies of people's bodies. So they're measuring your heart rate. They're looking at your brain activity. They're looking at any sexuality stuff going on. They look at the whole thing in your body. They can monitor your body and see what's going on. And in addition to that, you can obviously transmit frequencies to do things. So that's where the 5G comes in. So
so jetzt der Zusammenhang zu 5G, 5G, also die dieses 5G-Netzwerk beziehungsweise die Türme triggert die die Graphen-Nanotubes und so dass dieser Mensch oder alle Menschen, die es in sich haben, selbst zu sehr niedrigfrequenten 5G-Türmen werden. Und damit strahlen sie aus. Das heißt, man kann sie komplett überwachen, ihre Herzfrequenz messen, wissen, ob jemand gerade Sex hat oder was auch immer. Und im selben Moment ist diese Person dann auch ein Transmitter für 5G.
Right, so that's the kind of story with this, you know, with these things. Of course, you've got spike proteins, as you have a bank of proteins, and you've also got CRISPR technology, which alters the DNA. And it's important to note that, you know, with Morgellons, most people have Morgellons particles because they've been spewed in the chemtrails, but not everyone gets Morgellons. So why is that? Because it depends if your DNA has been damaged, and then the immune response and through the RNA DNA, it's all connected. You know, if people tell you different, though, in my opinion, they're wrong. And therefore, the immune allows it to replicate. And that's just an important point. So with the vaccines, they've also got CRISPR and, you know, DNA altering RNA devices in there, so that, you know, it allows this stuff to replicate. It's pretty crazy. It's very interesting. We're seeing a lot of things happen with this vaccine, you know, so maybe we'll translate that.
Mm-hmm. Und natürlich gibt es auch die Spike-Proteine oder die Kristalle, die DNA verändern. Und dann geht Christopher auf das Thema Morgellons ein, die jeder von uns im Körper hat, alleine schon, weil wir alle in Kontakt kommen mit den Chemtrails und die versprüht werden. Warum sind sie nicht bei jedem aktiviert? Für die Aktivierung muss die DNA beschädigt sein, damit die sich vermehren können. Und die Impfung erlaubt eben den Morgellons, dass sie sich vervielfältigen können oder führt dazu, dass die DNA durch die DNA-Beschädigung, die sie sich vervielfältigen können.
I found these Morgellons everywhere, im Wattestäbchen, im Tampon, in den Stäbchen der Tests. Überall war das drin, obwohl es original verschweißt war, habe ich überall diese Fäden gefunden im Mikroskop. Also das gibt schon seit Jahrzehnten, dass es beigesetzt wird.
Mhm.
Ich habe selber angeschaut, ja. Kann jeder machen mit seinem Mikroskop.
So, Gerhard just said that he explored himself with a microscope and for years he found Morgellons to be in pads, in cotton sticks, in whatever. and
the mask also everywhere.
In the mask,
the mask,
yeah.
It's crazy. They're all over the place. Smart dust, and it all comes from the Greys all those years ago from the paperclip project. And it's sad, but you know, we do have a solution. I mean, I know people say take pine needle tea. That will not touch Morgellons, but it helps with spike proteins and HIV microinserts and things like that. So we have a technique where what we use is one of two Mikilsbet beings here. There's only five of us here, and we were born.
Christopher, I want to share something quick before you give the solution. There was something interesting. I'll share the screen. Gerhard and Nicole, there was a 1 ounce silver coin issued by the country of Ghana in Africa last year. And I want you to show you what it looks like. I'll share the screen and show you here. There it is.
Für alle, die jetzt diese Show auch über Facebook sehen wollen, kannst du mal die Seite durchgeben? Wo findet man diese Show jetzt parallel auch visuell auf Facebook?
For those people who would like to follow the show on Facebook, could you?
Oh, sure. Yes. Out of this world, Ted Marr, out of this world, what you can follow it at out of this world. That'll work. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, auf seiner website, out of this world, come on. Das finden. Und Ted möchte jetzt eine Silbermünze aus Ghana zeigen. Die letztes Jahr herausgegeben wurde.
Well, there it is right there. It's amazing.
Okay, this is the new 1 ounce coin issued by the country of Ghana last year in 2021. You can see the syringe there. A gray alien has it. And that's what the whole shop program's all about. Is they're behind it, trying to alter humanity. But you can see the syringe there. That's it, right? It's right on the coin, plain as day. So I thought I'd share that with you. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. Okay. Anyway, go ahead. You were going to continue with your.
Should I quickly translate the pine needle tea thing?
yeah, absolutely.
Genau, also diese Münze hat Ted gezeigt, weil Christopher sich kurz auf die Greys bezog, die dahinter stehen, Projekt Paperclip und genau, und es geht jetzt um Lösungen und er betonte, dass zum Beispiel der